This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
There looks to be no end to the protests in Hong Kong since the standoff has now escalated to university grounds, with the police laying siege to the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, while hundreds of protesters remain trapped in the campus.
That's right. Initially, about more than 1,000 people were detained by the police. Right now, a few are left. I think the number is between 50 and 100. Many of them tried to escape from a sewer and suffered hypothermia. So that failed. And a lot of parents are also very worried for their children who are students in that polytechnic.
Yeah. So also just in fresh from the US, the Senate has unanimously passed measures to support the Hong Kong protesters, warning China against a violent suppression of the demonstrators. So an estimated 100 to 200 protesters still remain on the campus of Hong Kong PolyU. They've been trapped for some 2 days, with some of them injured and supply of food and water quickly running out. And more protesters appear to be desperate to get out, but fear that they could lose everything if they do. Meanwhile, on the other hand, there are some hardcore protesters who would rather that the police step over their dead bodies than surrender. And I guess this is just another illustration of the fact that the Hong Kong protest movement isn't a cohesive, monolithic movement. It's actually made up of very different factions with differing levels of violence in some cases. Because, you know, I think one of the things that you hear most often in commentaries about Hong Kong is, particularly here in Malaysia, is that, oh no, you know, they're criminals. They're all violent, and they should go to jail. And while I personally obviously don't condone the violence that has been perpetuated in a lot of cases in Hong Kong, you at the same time cannot tar the entire protest or all of the protesters with the same brush.
Yeah, I think these young people, I think since this today is Children's Day, right, a lot of these people are borderline children because they're students. They are very dissatisfied with the situation in Hong Kong because property prices there are very expensive. And they feel that this is going to be their lives moving forward when they get into the working world. So a lot of people, even in the working world, I see online videos of the workers taking their own time during the lunch break to also participate in the process in solidarity with the students. And the thing about it is that we spoke about this morning, that these protests are leaderless, right? Because they use social media, Telegram and airdropping and so on to have this kind of civil disobedience to come out. And so this is a thing that is really sustaining it. We're talking about 6 months and counting. This is really sustaining a protest. I also saw a report from SEMP that the students have gone to the extent of writing death notes, right? In case something happens to them, not necessarily suicide notes, but death notes to their loved ones, to their boyfriends, girlfriends, to their parents, that they are apologizing. You know, if they have done something wrong, they're saying, oh, am I doing something wrong? Am I being irresponsible? And some of them are very bold in saying that this is something that they want to do because it's about the future. And so I don't see this situation ending very quickly. I think it will last for some time. And this is going to pose a problem to the authorities at China. I think China just passed down that court ruling that says that a very simple thing, that Hong Kong has no authority to ban the face mask. But this is really China stamping the authority over Hong Kong, over the basic tenets of the basic law.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Julian, in that I also don't think that this is going to be resolved tomorrow. And there's no simple solution to the unrest and to the unhappiness that has really perpetuated the protests in Hong Kong. Up until now, campuses have remained relatively free of violence, despite the movement being led mainly by students and young people. But since the death of Alex Chow, who is a 22-year-old student, and the first fatality of the protests, that changed. college. So in addition to Hong Kong PolyU, last week the Chinese University of Hong Kong also became a battleground. So I think it remains to be seen how the situation there is going to develop. Up next, we will be speaking to Datin Nur Azimah Abdul Rahman, chairperson of PAGE, that's the Parents Action Group for Education, on some concerns surrounding our education system, specifically that Malaysians are outnumbering foreigners in international schools. So be sure to stay tuned for that conversation after these few messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.